9. We're going to speak to Ryan Hindley next from Hallam FC. Some news today that Chesterfield have signed the Hallam FC winger Callum Greaves. So an ideal chance to get Ryan on. And just first of all, Ryan, how good is Callum, and how pleased are you to see him get this chance with Chesterfield?
Yeah, he's very good. As a club, we're delighted for Callum. It just shows what we're trying to achieve at our club. And he's stepped up to the plate. Like I said, he's coming to man's football and he's taken to it like a duck to water. People keep calling him a winger, but he's an attacking central midfielder. But I should imagine he could play out wide as well, Rob. So yeah, we're delighted for him, and I know his family and Callum are probably listening now, and they're ultra, you know, they're as pleased as we are, if not more.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask from your point of view as the manager, you know, how much does it please you to give a young lad a chance and then to see him get this opportunity at a club like Chesterfield?
Yeah, it's brilliant, and it's testament to the local side as well, that they do listen to, hopefully, myself and people when we say that we think we've got somebody quite special. And Chesterfield listened. Their chief scout, Paul Mitchell, does a fantastic job. I can remember speaking to Mitch about Aaron Chapman as well, who's now a second-choice goalkeeper. He's currently on loan at Bristol. And I spoke to him about Callum, and we played there under 18s and the 19s, and Callum scored, and he was the best player on the pitch. And Paul said, yeah, we really like him. And within a week, they'd acted upon it. He's gone in there. He's trained for 2 weeks. He played against Blackburn, who are a Category 1 academy, last week, and scored 2 fantastic goals, and Chesterfield actually won the game 5-4. So they've moved quickly to secure him. And as I said, and I have said, and you know, they've got themselves a diamond there because he's good at everything. You know, he's, for his size, he's great in the air. He's box-to-box. You don't get many box-to-box midfielders anymore. They don't tend to exist. And he's strong in the tackle. And he can play. His range of passing is very good. And he's a team player, and he works ultra hard. And like I said, he got 19.7 on the bleep test, so almost completed it. So that kind of tells you how fit he is as well. So he won't be out of place at any level within the Chesterfield setup.
So when the club starts showing a bit of interest, Ryan, what do they usually do? Do they come and watch the player? Do they speak to you about their talent and what they could offer? How does the process work?
Yeah, I'm quite fortunate. I know Paul personally, and obviously my links to Jake Wright at Sheffield United. I also know people at Sheffield Wednesday, Stevie Haslam, and obviously Travis and Nick Cox at Sheffield United. So I either speak to them or they'll give me a call and say, what's the chances of taking this person in? Obviously, Mark Smith took him in down at Chesterfield, and he's liked what he's seen. So, yeah, we have open dialogue. You know, it's not dialogue, should I say. It's not, you know, it's not like it used to be where a scout comes to watch. It's not like when Saturday comes with Jimmy Muir and stuff like that. It's much more structured now, and they'll approach us and ask us politely. And you know what? We're an open book for them, and vice versa. If we need any of their players, they're good with us, as you've seen, and vice versa. If someone can get that opportunity, then we're absolutely delighted to give him that chance. And it's testament to a lot of people in Callum's career. Obviously, Dean Bamford at Handsworth Boys, who's had him since he was 9 years old, and a lot of other people within the Handsworth setup. And then he's come to us with Darren Stansfield and Rob Ward, who've worked with him extensively, and then myself adding that. And like I said, he deserves his chance, and I think he'll go on to be a success and be a professional footballer. I don't think it's the last you'll hear of Callum Greaves in the next 18 months. I think he will get an opportunity at Chesterfield in the not-so-distant future in the first team.
Certainly look forward to seeing him flourish then at Chesterfield. But the last time we spoke, Ryan, was the day before the football season began. So how are things going at Hallam FC?
We're doing okay. We're unbeaten in 6. So we've won 5 and drawn 1. We're joint top with Hull United, who's managed by Curtis Woodhouse. So I'm looking forward to when we meet again. So far so good. But again, some great talent at the club at the minute. Once I've finished here, I'll be jumping in the shower and I'll be off to watch our under-19s up at Swallownest. That's their first game of the season. So yeah, exciting times for all connected with the club as regards Callum. And also exciting times that we started so well, and we're 6 unbeaten. So yeah, delighted with the progress on and off the field at the moment, Rob.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of momentum at that club, doesn't there, Ryan?
We're trying, and I always say it helps with people like yourself at Football Heaven, you know, plugging us and giving us opportunities and telling people when this game's on. It's also down to the hard work of people within the club at all levels. So whether it's 19s, you know, whether it's our under-18s, whether it's our under-13s, Everybody tries their best, and you know what? It's now coming to some sort of fruition now, because Hallam, over the last 6 to 10 years, have stagnated and not particularly done great. And now, hopefully, we've got an infrastructure in place where we can do well and we can bring under-19s into the first team and they can get moves. And that's the thing is, I've said it before with Jamie Vardy and Ryan France and now hopefully Callum Greaves and Jake Wright, sometimes you have to step into the man's football side of things and people will come and find you. You can't always slip the net. And I always say, I just want to work as hard as I can to get young lads moves and give them what I'd have expected people to get me when I was younger.
And while it is an international break for a couple of our clubs and for Sheffield United as well, actually, now, you are playing this Saturday, aren't you? You're on the road, though, this weekend.
We are on the road on Saturday in Mansfield. And then on Tuesday night, we're at home in what I believe will be our toughest test of the season so far, against a very good Bottisford side from Scunthorpe. So if people do have the opportunity on Tuesday night to come down to Sandygate, that would be absolutely wonderful. That's a 7:45 kick-off. And alternatively, people want to come and watch some young talent tonight up at Swallownest. That kicks off at 7:45 at Swallownest Mine as well. So more than welcome. And as you know, Rob, everybody gets welcome with open arms by Steve, our chairman. So, you're more than welcome to come along and like I said, see some, hopefully, real football.